Hello, greetings everybody. My name is Sherwin. I'm the pastor here at Lake at Bethel. First of all, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day, and I'm sorry that I'm not with you today in person because I really enjoy Mother's Day. I like to be there for that particular holiday, and I just couldn't make it this year because of scheduling issues, and that's a long story. Hence this video. Now, I was going to do this video. It's Monday, the 5th today. And I was going to do this video in downtown Holland at the Tulip Festival. I got there at 8 o'clock this morning, and it was brutally crowded. I couldn't do anything with it. There was too much noise. I thought, well, second alternative, since I'm talking about Jesus as the Good Shepherd, I thought it'd be good to do it with some sheep in the background. Now, it took me a long time to find some sheep, but I found some here. This farmer just kind of on the north side of Holland, and it works good. So, we're going to do this with sheep in the background. I hope you can hear my voice above the sheep. Now, today we want to talk about certain religious beliefs. There are certain religious beliefs that all of us as baby boomers have been raised with. We were raised with this thought that you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you will burn in hell forever. Now, that always confused me, so I had to do a ton of research on it because it just didn't sound right to me. You know, because I was also taught that Jesus is God. So, if I was going to interpret this correctly from what I was taught, I need to love Jesus or he will send me to hell. It's like Jesus is saying, you have to love me or I will torture you forever. And, you know, that always sounded a little like extortion to me. It doesn't sound like the Jesus that I read about in the Bible. But, you know, religious superstars, even Billy Graham taught this, so I didn't dare to question it until I was working on my doctorate. I found out lots of things. One of the things is that this concept is based on a misunderstanding of most of the teachings of Jesus. Because in Jesus' day, the Jewish people did not believe in the mortality of the soul. Are the immortality of the soul. They believed that when people died, they died. The Sadducees believed that all existence stopped when you stopped breathing, and the Pharisees believed that you died, you were buried, and one day you would be resurrected, and the good people, Jesus would separate the sheep from the goats, and the sheep would go into paradise, and the goats would go into a lake of fire and just be burned up. But they wouldn't necessarily live forever in that lake of fire. They would be burned up. And I'm not trying to create a new doctrine here, but that's what the people believed that first heard these stories. So I wanted you to know that. Now, we've seen cartoons and jokes spring up because of the teaching that has been brought to us over the centuries. Like this first cartoon here. Let me get this straight. God wants to let him save me from what he'll do to me if I don't let him save me. Just doesn't make sense, does it? And then the second cartoon here. Take me in your heart so I can save you from what I'll do to you if you don't. I'm not sure I would let him in. Maybe they got that wrong. See, maybe God made other creatures that are imperceptible to us. Just like we can't see Bluetooth waves and we can't see radio waves. Maybe we can't see bacteria with the naked eye. There's lots of things we just can't perceive. Maybe he created these marvelous creatures called angels and he gave them free will, just like he gives to us. And some of them turned bad. Some of them turned against God, and they had a desire to destroy. And maybe Jesus' sacrifice was to the leader of these fallen angels or demons. Sometimes we call him Satan. Jesus traded his life for ours so that we could live again. And then Jesus himself rose from the dead. That just makes more sense to me. But many of us grew up with the fear of hell. It's still used by many groups within Christianity. It's definitely breezy here. Fear of hell, you know, it's been a great fundraiser over the years. Many people take it very, very seriously and secretly live in fear of it. Careful Bible study will alleviate much of that fear. Some of these teachings have always been around, but some have been growing in popularity since the 80s. You know, one is a kind of a return to what the Jews believed at the time of Jesus. It's called annihilationism, which says that the soul separated from God dies. So dying without Jesus means you simply cease to exist. Another way of looking at this is called conditional immortality, which says the soul is not immortal until Jesus makes it immortal. Well, today I want us to take a look at one of the famous teachings of Jesus to see what he has to say. We're doing this from John chapter 10. And this is how it reads. Jesus told this simple story, but they had no idea what he was talking about. So he tried again. I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Sheep rustlers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. So Jesus is the gate. The rest are rustlers. Jesus wants to give life. The rest want mutton. They want to destroy the sheep. There's shepherds and there's coyotes. When I was in South Dakota, I saw several large sheep ranches, and the coyotes were the number one enemy of the sheep rancher. They came to steal the lambs. The shepherd's job is to protect them. And Jesus, as the good shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep. Then comes John 10:10. Key verse. It reads like this. The thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they could have real and eternal life. More and better life than they ever dreamed of. I think this is a most important verse. The thief is the devil, the leader of the fallen angels or demons. And he's here to steal us away from Jesus, here to kill us, here to destroy us. Jesus comes to give life more and better than we can imagine. See, the devil wants to destroy the lambs because he's jealous of them. Jesus wants to love the lambs and give them eternal life, eternal protection from the destroyer. The passage goes on like this. They were celebrating Hanukkah just then in Jerusalem. It was winter. Jesus was strolling in the temple across Solomon's porch. The Jews circling him said, "How long are you going to keep us guessing? If you're the Messiah, tell us straight out." They were celebrating Hanukkah, which is a festival commemorating the overthrow of the Seleucid king. A Seleucid is just a branch of Greek. A Seleucid king named Antiochus IV. He was a stinker. He conquered Jerusalem, and he went into the Jewish temple, their most holy place. And you know the Jews are very particular about what animals they can eat. They have the kosher system. And Antiochus was kind of a nasty dude. He wanted to turn all the Jews into Greeks. So in that temple, he did the ultimate blasphemy. He set up a statue to Zeus, the chief god of the Greeks, and then he ordered pigs to be sacrificed right in the temple in Jerusalem. And that was just a horrible abomination to the Jews. So the Maccabees ended up overthrowing Antiochus, and they had a couple hundred years before Jesus, and they have 8 days of celebrating in December. They still celebrate that roughly around the time Christians celebrate Christmas. What they said to Jesus was, "Tell us, are you the Messiah?" Now, they wanted a political Messiah, somebody who would overthrow the Romans because the Romans were dominating them. But Jesus is a spiritual Messiah who delivers us from the cruel rule of Satan. Jesus answered, "I told you, but you don't believe. Everything I have done has been authorized by my Father. Actions that speak louder than words. You don't believe me because you're not my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good." See, now his actions that he's talking about here, that he refers to, are his miracles. But he says to these people, these religious people, "You don't believe because you're not my sheep. And you don't want to be my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them. And I give them real and eternal life. The destroyer wants to destroy them. He wants to end their lives. Jesus wants to extend life beyond the grave." See that in the mindset of Jesus' audience, death was it. It was the end. Jesus says, "I'm going to give you eternal life. Just trust me to save you." Then Jesus goes on and he says this, "No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and thief. No one could ever get them away from him. I and the Father are one heart and mind." So you see, trusting Jesus to save you then gives you eternal protection, eternal life. God is greater than the destroyer and thief. No one can steal the sheep out of his hand. Jesus and the Father are one heart and one mind. The older translations say, Jesus saying, "I and the Father are one." So the question is, do you want real life now? Do you want a better life? Do you want a life that extends into eternity? Then come to Jesus. He's not here to destroy you, but to give you life. He's patiently waiting for you to partner with him in every area of your life. He'll make it better. Jesus will make your marriage better if you invite him in. He'll make your family better. He'll make your finances better. He'll make your job better. Enter into a partnership with him, and everything will be better. You'll have a richer life, and he'll do life with you if you invite him. He won't mess with your free will. He doesn't want robots. He wants partners. Partners in the enterprise of life. So join up with him today. As Jesus said, "My sheep will hear my voice." And you'll learn to hear his voice. Then he'll walk with you through all your highs and lows. He'll walk with you through cancer. He'll walk with you through any trouble that comes your way. He'll walk with you through the high points. All the good things, he'll be there with you to celebrate. He'll be with you as you hold your first grandchild. He'll celebrate with you as you achieve any milestone in life. And folks, on your last day, the day you take your last breath, he'll take you in his arms and usher you into the next life. So get to know his voice. It is the voice of the Good Shepherd. Let's believe this good news and live in peace. Well, this is Sherwin Branson signing off. It's been great to talk to you this way. I hope you enjoy my remote sermons, and thanks again for listening.